Today's date is February 26th, 2013. My name is John Erling, and we are here today to tell the story of Blue Cross and Blue Shield, how the concept began, and how and why it came to Oklahoma. Here to help tell the story are Ron King and Ralph Rhodes, their former presidents of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Oklahoma. Ralph, for our oral history record, would you please state your full name?
My full name is Ralph Short Rhodes. Now, where did the short come from? It's my grandmother's maiden name.
Okay. And then your date of birth and present age.
My date of birth was 11/27/26. I was born in a farmhouse in eastern Colorado. I'm 86.
Okay. Tell us where we're recording this interview.
Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Oklahoma's head office.
So you were born in Colorado, but let's jump ahead. What was your first connection to Blue Cross and Blue Shield? When did that moment come about?
I had a buddy. We went to TU, Tulsa University. I had a buddy who was working for Blue Cross and Blue Shield. I was doing a tryout at KTUL Radio, and he called me one day and said, I'm going to leave this organization I'm with, Blue Cross and Blue Shield, and you are the guy that I've picked to take my place. So that's how I came for an interview, just out of the clear blue sky, because Jack Stewart said, go talk to him, which I did.
What was the job?
I'll tell you what I did first. I used the addressograph machine to send out a newsletter.
That was your first job?
Yeah. That was the beginning of the public relations department, which I then headed for 15 years.
You created the Public Relations Department?
Yeah.
That would have been in what year?
1950.
So it was just on a whim. Somebody said, I have picked you.
Yes. We had been schoolmates out at Tulsa University. It's interesting about that guy who sent me to Blue Cross. They were then located in the basement of the Akdar Temple. Now, not many Tulsans remember the Akdar Temple. It's a parking lot now, but in that basement, we had probably about 200 or 300 people. The claims department covered most of the floor space in that basement.
We're going to get into some of that. And also, of course, here is Ron King. So, Ron, would you state your full name, your date of birth, and your present age?
I'm Ronald Frank King. I was born February 14, 1948. So I'm now 65.
And where were you born?
I was born in Bartlesville, Oklahoma.
And raised then
raised
in that area?
Raised in Bartlesville, yeah.
What was your first connection to Blue Cross?
I came to work at Blue Cross on May 18th, 1980. At that time, Ralph, who was CEO, was searching for a planning and product development department head. And I was, at that time, working for Bank of Oklahoma. It just so happened that the search firm that Ralph was using back in those days was Arthur Young & Company. And they were doing a search for somebody to come in the vice president position here at Blue Cross. And I was coincidentally working with them at Bank of Oklahoma on an audit. So the guy that was working with me at the bank was working with Ralph at Blue Cross on a separate assignment. Apparently they were going through a list of candidates, and he just asked me one afternoon, he said, why don't you put your name in the hat over at Blue Cross? At that time, I wasn't really looking for a position, but I thought, well, why not? And after a series of three or four interviews with Ralph, I was hired as vice president planning and product development.
All right. So you guys have history, don't you, together?
Yes, we do.
You could tell stories that we can't even tell here, huh?
Yes, well, we can tell most of them.
I'm sure you can.